Indeed. So Human Rights Watch is releasing today a report about the situation of people with disabilities and older people in the context of the South Sudan conflict. Throughout our work in South Sudan, we've been coming, we've come across several cases of people with physical or sensory disabilities who have been targeted at the time of attacks, the same with older people. And the reason for that is that quite often at the time of an attack on a village or on POC sites, as we've seen in the past, people with disabilities and older people, because they face physical constraints, are often abandoned behind or left behind by their family and relatives, who are either unable to take them with them at the time when they flee the attack, or simply are told by the person with disability to leave them behind because they're afraid to slow them as they flee. So we've had several cases of such abuses being committed against people with disabilities. I'm just wrapping up some research here in Uganda at the moment.
What should be done in order to address some of these concerns facing persons with disabilities and older persons?
Well, perhaps just before we get there, if it's okay, I'd just like to give one or two examples of the
please.
That we've documented. So over the past couple of years, we've documented several cases of people with disabilities who have been abused by either of the armed factions. And I'm just currently wrapping up research here in Uganda and came across this very distressing case of a person with disability, an older man who was abandoned behind at the time of an attack on a village, on a marketplace in Kanjokeji, who was shot in the mouth in a very, very violent way against someone who had no means to defend himself, And I think these abuses just speak to the level of human rights violations that we are seeing right now in South Sudan, a context in which, even if you're a person with disability or a mother, you may still find yourself the victim of abuses by either of the armed parties.
What can be done in order to address some of these concerns?
Well, clearly the first step is that, and we've been calling for that repeatedly for the past 3 years and a half. Both the government and the opposition need to stop targeting civilians. Civilians are not meant to be targeted. It is illegal under international humanitarian law, under the laws of war, to target civilians. The cases that we are seeing are, direct results of both parties actively violating those laws. Now, the government and the international community also have a responsibility to ensure that people with disabilities and older people are being looked after. In the context of displacement, and now in South Sudan, we have 1.9 million people displaced who have had to flee their homes. I think it's important to take into account the specific needs of people with disabilities and older people who often have a harder time to cope with displacement, the loss of their homes, perhaps at times the loss of their mobility devices. So it's very important that humanitarian actors make this extra efforts to ensure that the aid that is being provided to the general displaced community also reaches people with disabilities who may have, a harder time getting to water or food or building their shelters. So we're calling obviously on the donors, but also on the implementing partners in South Sudan to ensure that there is a strong component in all of their programs to ensure that people with disabilities and older people are not left behind and are not forgotten in the response.
Besides UN and other NGO support, what should be done, what should be the role of the government in any interventions?
Well, again, I think, the government of South Sudan has a clear responsibility to ensure that its troops do not abuse human rights and do not abuse civilians in the context of the conflict. And not only does it have a responsibility to prevent such abuses, it also has a responsibility to investigate and punish such abuses. And Unfortunately, repeatedly over and over again, we're seeing the government fail at doing that. And it's quite distressing because it speaks to a certain level of lack of commitment on the part of the government to ensure one of its primary responsibilities, which is the protection of its own civilians.
Could you shed light on the some of the international frameworks that seeks to address some of these issues facing persons with disabilities and older people?
Well, last year there was a big humanitarian summit in Istanbul, Turkey, during which a number of humanitarian actors and donors signed on a charter which calls for the inclusivity of people with disabilities during humanitarian interventions. And it's quite simple, really. You know, it calls for the inclusion of people with disabilities and their needs in the design of humanitarian programs. And in a context like South Sudan, where we have been in a state of emergency, of humanitarian emergency for the past 3 years and a half, I think it's really important for humanitarian actors to start to look at that issue more seriously, because in a place like South Sudan, which has unfortunately suffered so much conflict over the past, 60 years, there's a lot of people with disabilities. There's a lot of people who have lost their limbs. There's a lot of people who have not been able to access health services and have developed disabilities as a result. So it's especially important in the context of South Sudan that humanitarian actors do not forget about this specific group of individuals who are, unfortunately, probably suffering more than the average population.